Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Omar Vizquel. Batting second. The center fielder, Jacob Cruz. Batting third. The second baseman, Roberto Alomar. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Juan Gonzalez. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Jim Thome. Batting sixth. The DH, Ellis Burks. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Russell Branyon. Batting eighth. The left fielder, Will Cordero. Batting ninth. The catcher, Ed Taubensi. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Chuck Finley. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Ray Durham. Batting second. The shortstop, Royce Clayton. Batting third. The DH, Frank Thomas. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Maglio Ordonez. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Paul Konerko. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Carlos Lee. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Herbert Perry. Batting eighth. The catcher, Sandy Alomar. Batting ninth. The center fielder, Julio Ramirez. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Rocky Biddle. And now, play ball. Omar Vizquel batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2-1. Vizquel hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Jacob Cruz is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Cruz strikes out. 1 out. Roberto Alomar is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Alomar bunts towards third. Perry fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Vizquel moves to second. Juan Gonzalez is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Gonzalez hits a ball on the ground towards short. Clayton fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Ray Durham is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Durham hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Royce Clayton batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3-1. Clayton takes first base on ball 4. Durham moves to second. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of 0-2. Thomas strikes out. 1 out. Maglio Ordonez is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Ordonez hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Durham scores. Clayton moves to second. It's 1-0, White Sox. Paul Konerko is at the plate with a count of 1-1. The ball gets by Taubensi for a passed ball. Clayton moves to third. Ordonez moves to second. Paul Konerko is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Konerko is called out on strikes. 2 outs. Carlos Lee is at the plate with a count of 3-0. Lee takes first base on ball 4. Herbert Perry is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Perry hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Cruz. Perry reaches second base with a double. Clayton scores. Ordonez scores. Lee goes all the way around to score. It's 4-0, White Sox. Sandy Alomar is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Alomar hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Branyon settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Jim Thome is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Thome hits a ball on the ground towards first. Konerko scoops it up and throws to first, with Biddle covering, for the out. One out. Ellis Burks is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Burks hits a ball on the ground towards short. Clayton scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Russell Branyon is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Branyon hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Will Cordero is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Cordero hits a ball on the ground towards short. Clayton fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Indians nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Julio Ramirez is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Ramirez strikes out. 1 out. Ray Durham batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Durham is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Durham hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Cruz who is chasing the ball. Durham reaches third base with a triple. Royce Clayton is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. Clayton is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Clayton hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Durham scores. It's 5-0, White Sox. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Thomas is 0-for-1 in the game. Thomas hits a long drive deep into left center field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 7-0, White Sox. Maglio Ordonez is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Ordonez is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Ordonez is called out on strikes. 2 outs. Paul Konerko is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Konerko is 0-for-1 in the game. Konerko hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Cordero. Konerko reaches second base with a double. Carlos Lee is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Lee is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Lee hits a fly ball into center field. Cruz settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 7, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Ed Taubensee is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Taubensee hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Omar Vizquel is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Vizquel is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Vizquel hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Ordonez. Vizquel reaches second base with a double. Taubensee moves to third. Jacob Cruz is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Cruz is 0-for-1 in the game. Cruz hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Lee. Cruz reaches second base with a double. Taubensee scores. Vizquel scores. It's 7-2, White Sox. Roberto Alomar is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Alomar is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Alomar hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Juan Gonzalez is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Gonzalez is 0-for-1 in the game. Gonzalez hits a fly ball into left field. Lee settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Jim Thome is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Thome is 0-for-1 in the game. Thome strikes out. 2 outs. Ellis Burks is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Burks is 0-for-1 in the game. Burks strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 7, and the Indians 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Steve Woodard now pitching. Herbert Perry is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. Perry is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got 3 RBIs. Perry hits a fly ball into center field. Cruz settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. one out. Sandy Alomar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alomar is 0 for 1 in the game. Alomar hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Alomar scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Julio Ramirez is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Ramirez is 0 for 1 in the game. Ramirez hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Woodard fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 7, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Russell Branyan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Branyan is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Branyan hits a fly ball into right field. Ordonez settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Will Cordero is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Cordero is 0 for 1 in the game. Cordero hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ed Taubensy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taubensy is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Taubensy hits a line drive towards first. Conurco catches it and steps on first to double up Cordero. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 7, and the Indians 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Ray Durham is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Durham is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a triple. Durham hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Alomar scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Royce Clayton is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Clayton is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Clayton strikes out. Two outs. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Thomas is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Thomas hits a ball on the ground towards short. Vizquel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 7, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Omar Vizquel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vizquel is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a double. Vizquel bunts towards third. Perry fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Jacob Cruz is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Cruz is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Cruz is called out on strikes. One out. Roberto Alomar is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Alomar is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles. Alomar hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Vizquel moves to second. Juan Gonzalez is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Gonzalez is 0 for 2 in the game. Gonzalez hits a ball on the ground towards third. Perry fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 7, and the Indians 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Maglio Ordonez is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Ordonez is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Ordonez hits a fly ball into center field. Cruz settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Paul Conurco is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Conurco is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Conurco hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Carlos Lee is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Lee is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Lee hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Cruz. Lee reaches second base with a double. Conurco moves to third. Herbert Perry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perry is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got 3 RBIs. Perry hits a fly ball into right field. Gonzalez settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Conurco tags and scores. Lee tags and moves to third. Two outs. It's 8-2, White Sox. Sandy Alomar is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Alomar is 0-2 in the game. Alomar hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Lee scores. It's 9-2, White Sox. Julio Ramirez is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Ramirez is 0-2 in the game. Ramirez hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Woodard fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 9, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Kelly Wunsch now pitching. Jim Thome is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Thome is 0-2 in the game. Thome strikes out. One out. Ellis Burks is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Burks is 0-2 in the game. Burks hits a fly ball into right field. Ordonez settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Russell Branyan is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Branyan is 1-2 in the game, with a single. Branyan strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 9, and the Indians 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Ray Durham is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Durham is 2-3 in the game, with a single and a triple. Durham hits a ball on the ground into right center field for a base hit. Royce Clayton is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Clayton is 1-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Clayton hits a ball on the ground towards third. Branyan fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Frank Thomas batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3-1. Thomas is 1-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Thomas hits a line drive towards the mound. Woodard can't hold onto the ball. That's a base hit. Steve Reed now pitching. Maglio Ordonez is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Ordonez is 1-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Ordonez hits a ball on the ground towards short. Vizquel fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 9, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Will Cordero is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Cordero is 1-2 in the game, with a single. Cordero hits a fly ball into center field. Ramirez settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ed Taubensy is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Taubensy is 1-2 in the game, with a single. Taubensy hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Omar Vizquel is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Vizquel is 3-3 in the game, with two singles and a double. Vizquel hits a fly ball into left field. Lee settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jacob Cruz is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Cruz is 1-3 in the game, with a double. He's got two RBIs. Cruz hits a ball on the ground towards short. Clayton scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 9, and the Indians 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Paul Conurco is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Conurco is 2-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Conurco strikes out. One out. Carlos Lee is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Lee is 1-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Lee hits a ball on the ground towards short. Vizquel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. two outs. Herbert Perry is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Perry is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 4 RBIs. Perry hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Gonzalez. Perry reaches second base with a double. Sandy Alomar is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Alomar is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Alomar hits a ball on the ground towards third. Branyan fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 9, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Antonio Osuna now pitching. Roberto Alomar is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Alomar is 3 for 3 in the game, with 3 singles. Alomar hits a fly ball into center field. Ramirez settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Juan Gonzalez is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Gonzalez is 0 for 3 in the game. Gonzalez strikes out. 2 outs. Jim Thome is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Thome is 0 for 3 in the game. Thome strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 9, and the Indians 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Julio Ramirez is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Ramirez is 0 for 3 in the game. Ramirez hits a fly ball into center field. Cruz settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Ray Durham batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Durham is 3 for 4 in the game, with 2 singles and a triple. Durham hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Cordero. Durham reaches second base with a double. Royce Clayton is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Clayton is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Clayton hits a ball on the ground towards third. Branyan fields it and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Thomas is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Thomas hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Reed fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 9, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Keith Foulke now pitching. Ellis Burks is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Burks is 0 for 3 in the game. Burks hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Perry settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Russell Branyan is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Branyan is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Branyan strikes out. 2 outs. Will Cordero is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Cordero is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Cordero hits a fly ball into left field. Lee settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 9, and Cleveland Indians, 2. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.